This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said on Tuesday its forces were still holding onto positions in the east, withstanding assaults by wave after wave of Russian soldiers and mercenaries seeking Moscow's first battlefield victory for months. Earlier, the British Defense Ministry said Russian troops and fighters of Wagner, a mercenary company run by an ally of President Vladimir Putin, had probably taken control of most of the settlement of Soledad after 4 days of advances. But a Ukrainian deputy defense minister said in a statement on Tuesday evening, fighting for the town was still raging. Change is coming for a U.S. Marine unit in Japan. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Top national security officials from the United States and Japan are expected to agree to changes in the joint defense posture this week as the two nations confront rising threats from North Korea and increasing aggressiveness from China. U.S. officials say Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will meet with their Japanese counterparts. They are expected to issue a joint statement that will adjust but not increase the American troop presence on the island of Okinawa. Officials say the agreement will transform an existing Marine regiment into a new, more rapidly mobile unit. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. President Joe Biden says he was surprised when he was informed government records were found by his attorneys at a former office space in Washington.
People know I take classified documents and classified information seriously.
Speaking to reporters in Mexico City, Biden says his attorneys did what they should have done when they immediately called the National Archives about the discovery. Biden says he doesn't know what's in the documents. The U.S. Department of Justice is reviewing the matter. This is VOA News. The World Bank slashed its 2023 growth forecast on Tuesday to levels teetering on the brink of recession for many countries. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The World Bank forecast comes as the impact of central bank rate hikes intensifies, Russia's war in Ukraine continues, and the world's major economic engines sputter. The development lender said it now expected global GDP growth of 1.7% in 2023. That's the slowest pace of growth in nearly three decades, excluding the recessions in 2009 and 2020. The bank said major slowdowns in advanced economies, including the United States and the Eurozone, could foreshadow a new global recession less than 3 years after the last one. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Tigray forces who fought a two-year war against Ethiopia's federal government began handing over heavy weaponry to the National Army as part of an African Union-led peace process on Tuesday. The demobilization of Tigray forces is seen as central to the November 2nd ceasefire agreement, alongside restoration of services, resumption of humanitarian aid, and withdrawal of Eritrean troops who fought alongside Ethiopia's army but were not party to the truce. A first attempt to launch satellites from Western Europe failed in the early hours of Tuesday when Virgin Orbit said an anomaly had prevented its rocket from reaching orbit after its historic launch from a British coastal town. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reports.
A crowd had gathered in the coastal town of Newquay in southwest England to cheer on the historic mission. In the so-called horizontal launch, a modified Boeing 747 named Cosmic Girl carried Virgin's Launcher 1 rocket under its wing before releasing it over the Atlantic Ocean. Virgin Orbit, part-owned by British billionaire Richard Branson, the company later said the Cosmic Girl carrier and its crew had safely returned to Newquay spaceport, but gave no further detail on the status of the rocket and its payload of 9 satellites.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. Peru on Tuesday announced a curfew in a southern region in a bid to suppress violent protests a day after 18 people were killed in clashes between demonstrators and security forces. Peru's prime minister said a three-day nighttime curfew would run from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. It comes after the death toll in a month of protest against the ousting of former President Pedro Castillo rose to 40, including the 18 people killed Monday night. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.